Okay, so we're going to go ahead and dial this back to square one. If you've been listening to me for a course, but if you're new to the business of writing and self-publishing, I think there are some steps that you need to be aware of before you jump into things. So that's why we're going to talk today about how to write, prepare, and launch a book. Stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
Wow-wee, this is episode 43, and I'm beyond excited and tickled that you actually came in to listen to me yet again. If you're new here, I do appreciate that. Make sure that you hit the little subscribe or the follow on your preferred podcasting platform. I'd much appreciate it. And of course, speaking of appreciation, you know, this podcast is brought to you in large part by our sponsors for the month, Codabee. Codabee Author is an ebook authoring software to help you export your ebooks in different formats, including and not limited to branded apps. I know, you can take your book and turn it to a freaking app. That's nuts. It also allowed you to add interactive content inside your ebook, such as self-assessment questions, widgets, videos, and more. Yeah, I said videos. You can embed that inside your EPUB. That's nuts. They do have a free version available for you. Codabee also helps with other areas in self-publishing, such as hosting your ebook for you and controlling user access. Codabee also provides custom services. So if for some reason you're like, you're overwhelmed, you're like, oh, I don't want to do any kind of formatting or illustrations, Codabee does that for you in case you need any ebook services done for you, such as illustrations, animation, special interactivity, and so much more. Codabee's got you covered. You want to do me a huge favor, just go on over, open up your web browser. You're going to type into it. DaleLinks.com/Codabee. That's Kotobee. That's DaleLinks.com/Codabee. Thank you very much, Codabee. I appreciate the support. All right, so let's get right into things about how to write, prepare, and launch a book. Of course, the big problem is I oftentimes have a lot of aspiring authors or would-be authors or even some people that have been in this game long enough tripping over their own feet because they're just so overwhelmed at all the things involved in self-publishing. I get it. I totally get it. There's a lot to it, and there's a lot to remember. And if you're doing this alone, it's even worse yet. So I'm just going to go ahead and break this down to bite-sized pieces. I'm going to simplify this. And whenever you find yourself at a bit of a crossroads and you're not really sure and you're feeling overwhelmed, I want you to come back and listen to episode 43 here of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. And you're going to go ahead, go through each one of these steps. So the very first step you're going to do is create the manuscript. That is the most important thing for you to do. I see far too often people come over to me and they tell me about, okay, first of all, this always drives me absolutely crazy. If you want to drive me crazy, tell me about what your book's going to be about, but you don't have it written. Okay? Don't tell me about what your book's going to be about. I don't want to know it. Because during that time that you're explaining to me what your book is, you could have already written two pages, three pages, four pages. So write the content, create the content. So your primary objective, very first thing, it's not worrying about marketing. It's not worrying about getting your website. It's not worrying about getting a book cover designer or an editor. The primary objective is first draft. Get the first draft done. And listen, I'm giving you full 100% permission. You can put hammered garbage together in your first draft. I know it sounds crazy. I didn't say you could publish your first draft. I said you can go ahead and write hammered garbage. So that means you got typos. That's cool. Let's say that you have some slang in there. Whatever. Let's say that you have a run-on sentence. That's cool. Don't sweat it. Let's say you have some kind of wackadoodle idea that you need to cite the source. Totally okay. Put it in there. Get it done. The first draft is always going to be the worst draft. I give you permission to allow that to be that way. The very next thing you need to do, number two, self-edit. All right, so now's the time that you're going to go ahead and put your editor's hat on. You need to take the writer's hat. Hang it up on the shelf, put your editor's hat on. And now you got to kind of be a little bit more removed from this. You got to be kind of like a boss that is looking at your employee's work. And so when you go through a self-edit, now this is my opinion. This is how I typically like to do things. And you know, if you would like to do it a certain way, you go ahead and do that. But what I like to do is, first of all, I run through any type of grammar checker. The very first thing I'd probably do is, if I'm using Microsoft Word, I'll run through a grammar, spelling and grammar checker. And I just go through fast, boom, 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 boom. It's just quick split decision. So that way you're just like, boom, 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 boom. Don't think about it, all right? Don't worry about rewriting anything. All we're doing is it's just a fast edit. Then I take it again, I throw it through a different type of grammar checker. And my preferred one is Grammarly. I'm not going to even give you an affiliate link. You know, you just go find Grammarly. It's my preferred platform. Pro Writing Aid's another good one. Again, no affiliate links. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you they're awesome. But I go and throw that through there again. The whole purpose is just to go through, fast edit. And then the very next thing I do is I start to go through and I read through the entire thing line by line. And I start to edit each one of the paragraphs, each one of those lines, and make sure everything's aligning just properly. And if I have to rewrite some things, this is the time that I'm going to start to rewrite things. If I find that it's an extensive rewrite of some sort, I'll put a little bit of like a highlight there and come back to it. So I want to get all the way through it. And then I go through it one more time and I'll listen to it through like Microsoft Reader. So like if you've got Microsoft Word, has like a voice, you know, to text type option, you can actually listen to it. Sit back, listen, cross your arms, and just anytime it messes up, press pause, fix it. Listen to more, press pause, fix it. And you just keep going through there. Once all that's done, the self-editing comes the next one. Number three, hire an editor. All right. Now, some of you might have the discretionary expense. Just humor me for a minute. Humor me, okay? You're going to hire an editor. We're going to talk about the cost or anything else like that. You're just going to be bringing in an outside party. And make sure that they're not biased. So you can't hire your mom as an editor. Sorry, okay? You can't do your best friend's cousin or anything else like that. I want somebody that's 100% unbiased, that they will go in and they will put the red pen to your paper and tear it apart. It is so important. I see so many authors get all butthurt about their editor. Like, oh, my editor's so mean to me. Yes, it's better your editor's mean to you than you get tore apart by a bunch of critics through reviews. So allow that editor the creative freedom to tell you what you need to fix in your manuscript. And then here's the crazy thing. Fix it. Yes, fix it. Now, I'm not telling you need to do everything the editor tells you to do. If you find at some point that you disagree, maybe find out more about why they feel that way and how you should fix it so it's better. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the editor is trying to get it to where you create a stellar work, something that's going to represent you for the long term and build a legacy for you as an author that you can really look back and admire. Number four, hire a book cover designer. All right, nope, you're not allowed to go ahead and do your own book cover. Sorry, nope, there's few exceptions to the rule. If you're Derek freaking Murphy, you can do it, all right? Derek's pretty stellar at doing that. He's a fiction author, nonfiction author. He does his own covers. They look magnificent. He's the exception to the rule. Hire a book cover designer. If you think that going and doing Canva and KDP Cover Creator is going to get you any modicum of success, you're sadly mistaken. You need to hire a cover designer. If you don't have the expenses, become a freelancer. Find some way to get the extra cash. Sell an extra guitar that you might have inside the house. Maybe see if you can do a few favors for some people. Get the cash. That way you can get the book cover done. And get it done by a professional. Someone with a history. Somebody who actually has a great portfolio and you can admire and they understand your niche. Don't just go over like, so for instance, as a nonfiction author, I'm not going to go over to someone who specializes in, say, science fiction fantasy covers. You know, they might do good on that, but if they go over to nonfiction, it might be complete rubbish. I want to find somebody that is within my niche and is really aware of what that niche needs and what that cover needs to do to be. So think about that, but you're going to hire that cover designer. Number five, interior formatting. Oh my gosh, here we go. Yeah, interior formatting. Let me make it simple. I already said, and this is perfect, actually. I'm going to do another little plug for our sponsor today, Codabee. Go get Codabee software. You can do it yourself. Enough said, dalelakes.com/Codabee. And if you, for some reason, don't want to do it yourself, you can always hire them or get somebody else to do it if you don't feel like doing it. But you need to make sure that it looks good. Okay, we need to create a pleasant reading experience for the reader. It's not enough that you've gone through all the extra steps to actually make a stellar manuscript and get it all put together. But you got to make it to where it's visually appealing and it gets it to where people will read from one side of the book down to the other. All right. So number six. All right, here we go. Here comes the harder steps here, folks. Stay with me. We got about five more steps. Build the hype. Now you need to build the hype at least 30 to 60 days out from launch. At least. In fact, I would say sometimes that 30 days is a bit of a rush. 60 days gives you a little bit more breathing room. Now, when I say build hype, you're going to use everything from social media to an email list friends and family even, although only rely on that for your first release. After that, listen, family and friends don't need to hear about your latest Werebear Shapeshifter series. That's part 12. They're like, no, okay, just first book, that's it. And then what you're going to do is get them involved in the process. As you're going through and writing it, share excerpts or share even your book and have people choose the book cover for it. So remember how I said you get the professional book cover designer? Get that professional book cover designer there. Get three different versions and share it with people and say, which one would you choose and why? And is there anything I could change that would make it look better? Makes your life a little bit easier and gets it to where your cover designer is a little bit more in tune with what your needs are. And there's really no limitations when it comes to building the hype, but you can't build enough hype. I'll tell you, there's no overhyping at this point. You need to get it to where you're communicating with people and making it a very big deal about when this book is going to be coming out. Number 7, build an ARC team. Now, you've heard me talk about it, ARC teams before here on this podcast. If you haven't, it's an advanced reader copy team. And this is probably one of the best ways to build hype as well as help with your post-book launch items such as reviews. Now, if you're not familiar with how to build an ARC team, there are many, many websites you can take advantage of. Everything from Hidden Gems Books to Booksprout.co. There's so many ways that you can do this and bring people into the game here. One of the ways I would say is build an email newsletter and get it to where people subscribe and ask them, like, hey, would you like to get free advanced copies of my stuff? Then, you know, sign up xyz.com. All right, number 8. Get booked on interviews, right? You got to be visible. I see too many people hiding behind their keyboard and too afraid to get in front of a video camera or out in public, okay? You're going to have to get over that fear. You're going to have to be more visible. In order for people to know about you and your book, you got to get out there. So do interviews, get on podcasts, get a hold of YouTube channels and see if they will interview you, or you can even join and bring that. Also, guest blog posts, so many ways that you can do this. Go to networking meetings, arrange a, let's say, a book club over at your local library. So many ways you can become more visible and build awareness of you and your book. All right, number 9, fun part, launch that book. Launch that book. Send it out into the stratosphere and don't just hope for the best. Make it happen. You're going to have to really put in the time in order to see the results. All right, so there's a 10th little step. And I'm going to share it with you for just a second, but you got to indulge me for just a moment here because I'm going to give two plugs. One of the plugs is join me every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Actually, I have a live broadcast where I talk a little bit about niches, keywords, and so much more when it comes to publishing books. So join me Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at dalelinks.com/live. You can actually join me for the live presentation. You can always watch it on the replay if you're not able to make that time. And speaking of broadcasts, believe it or not, I'm broadcasting this right now on twitch.tv/self-published. So if you're hearing me in your ear holes and you're kind of going, I would love to see how he's doing this process. Believe it or not, I do it every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at twitch.tv/self-published. Come on over and join me for that. It's always a blast. I actually spent about a half hour just before I went on talking about this very topic of how to write, prepare, and launch a book. And I said to them, hey, what would be a good tip you would give to newbies? Everybody had such fantastic ideas. The dialogue was phenomenal. But you're missing out on quite the party here. So make sure you come on over, join me at twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you miss it for some reason, go into my little videos tab when you arrive on my page. You actually can watch the videos on demand. Twitch keeps up each one of the videos for about 2 weeks at a time before it purges it. It's kind of like Snapchat, but like 2 weeks at a time. All right, here we go. Final tip. All right, this one's easy. You need to have a daily method of operation for marketing. All right. Marketing is a never-ending thing. Never-ending. It never stops. Do you think Stephen King sits back on his laurels and is like, oh, I don't feel like marketing. I don't want to do it. No, he's always out there. He's always promoting his stuff. And even the most prolific and most popular authors know that marketing is important. So you need to do that as well. So what you need to think about in your daily method operation is, what can I do to actively build awareness of my book and my brand? So always think about that. What can I actively do? Could it be that you're, say, for instance, communicating with your email newsletter. Maybe the next day you go on social media and you contribute to a writer's group. Maybe the next day you join a book club and share your book there. Maybe the next day you go and do a YouTube interview. Daily things. And don't take it lightly. I think it was once put by Bruce Lee that I don't fear the man that's kicked 10,000 kicks at one time. I fear the man that has kicked once 10,000 times straight. And so that's just saying that, like, you can't take for granted consistent efforts. And even if you think it might be small, those small things build up and it adds up to just a larger thing. So if you think long term, if I do something to market my book over the next year, for the next 365 days, I do one thing. That's 365 different things that you were doing for marketing. Think about the next 5 years or 10 years. All that stuff adds up. Don't take it lightly and don't take a day off. You got to take a day off. Remember, it's only postponing what you really, really want. So that is my biggest thing to you. Now remember all those steps from creating the manuscript, self-edit, hire an editor, hire a book cover designer, do the interior formatting, build the hype, build an ARC review team, get booked on interviews and be seen, launch the book, and last but not least, having a daily method of operation for marketing. And if there's a lot of this stuff was just overwhelming you and you're hearing this, and you're like, good news, I got a checklist. And believe it or not, if you subscribe to my email newsletter over at dalelinks.com/checklist, you can actually get a bestseller book launch checklist. And I show you step by step by step exactly what you need to do. And here's the cool thing, you'll get that checklist. And actually, I send out emails for about 2 weeks, and you'll get each one of those steps in bite-sized pieces, so you better understand that. Alrighty, as we start to wrap things up, I do, of course, want to ask you, if you're listening to this on your favorite podcasting platform, subscribe or follow me, all right? That'd be awesome. And leave a review. And I actually got a new review since last week, and I want to, of course, share this with everybody. This actually comes from the Apple platform from Reno Fox, and the title is On the Level and On Point Publishing Help. Reno Fox says, Dale and fam have been invaluable source of advice, help, and encouragement when it comes to self-publishing. If you're interested in self-publishing, Dale delivers. The show respects your time without being too short and provides lots of great insights in the ever-changing publishing landscape. Thank you very much, Reno Fox. I appreciate the kudos and a big shout out to you. So if you folks could do me the huge favor, do like Reno Fox did. Go to your preferred platform. It could be on Google Play Podcasts. It could be over on iTunes. It could be on iHeartRadio. It could be on SoundCloud. Drop me a review. I would love to hear from you. In the meantime, thank you very much for taking a little bit of time out of your day to kind of listen to me. And I will see you exactly next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.